do you think about this event?
It's awesome. For me, I get to eat a lot, meet a lot of cool people. It really shows what the city of Detroit is about, coming together, sharing some love. So I always enjoy this day.
You're at a lot of these community events, almost all of them the team runs. Why is that so important to you?
My mom was always a giver, so it's something I kind of adapted from her. I like to get back in the community, let the people know that I actually care about the people, let them know that I actually am human, not just a guy running football. So it's always good for me and the other players on the team to get back in the community, just because it really shows our human side, in my opinion.
Bob Quinn told us you were 100% at the draft. When did you know your body was good to go and you were ready to get back on the field?
I would say about early March, late February.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now? No setbacks, no hiccups, no anything?
We're still progressing, you know, with things, but feel good now, like Bob Quinn said. So we got time to take our time right now, but we're attacking this thing, and I'm expected to, you know, be full go, which I have been.
At the end of last season, you said you believe you still could be a feature back. You just wanted to see if the organization still believed in you. They didn't sign anybody. They didn't draft anybody. Everybody's got your back right now. What does that feel like?
Really, all of it's really irrelevant to me. You know, I still have to take care of my job no matter if they did or they didn't. So reality is they didn't. So I'm just going to work my tail off to be the best back I can in the situation I'm going to be given this year.
Do that as a vote of confidence in any way, shape, or form, though?
No, because I feel like for me personally, I got a lot that I want to achieve, a lot that I left out there last year that could have been. But this year, I'm really attacking things with a more focused mindset, you know, to get everything done.
You've never missed time like this. I mean, how hungry are you at this point?
You know, sometimes you need to miss the game to realize how much you love it. You know, and I've always been passionate about this game, but missing last year was huge for me. You know, I got a lot of time to sit down and think and watch a lot of football. And, you know, a lot of times I was depressed, you know, at times, just not being out there with my teammates, feeling like I'm letting them down. Even though it was something out of my control, I feel like I let a lot of people down because I wasn't out there. And anytime you feel like that, you really know you love this game. So having the opportunity to go back, this OTA is coming up pretty soon. That's huge for me. You know, I'm not taking anything for granted.
You hear about that depression a lot with players, guys that just when they're not playing, they get down. How do the Lions keep you up? How do they keep you
well,
up?
Well, I got a great family, for one. I'm the youngest of nine. I got six sisters, two brothers, so they kept me up. You know, they let me know that it was out of my control, you know, and God does everything for a reason. So if you lean on God and your family, everything else will be okay.
How much did you pay attention to what maybe they were doing in the draft, though? In those early days of free agency and even the last week with LeGarrette?
I'm a competitor. It doesn't bother me to talk about that stuff, but at the same time, I don't really care what really happened because I feel like I'm a better player than whoever they were going to bring in. You know, it didn't matter to me. You know, I mean, that's just me being a player and a competitor, but I didn't really care, you know, and I wasn't really counting on that. I was counting on myself to make sure I was doing the things I needed to do to be healthy. So when the time came to compete, wherever it was, with Theo, with Zach, with Dwayne, with whoever they bring in the equation, you know, heading into the future, that I was going to give my best showing.
What do you think of the additions of TJ and Rick? Obviously, a different dynamic.
Yeah, definitely dynamic, but once again, they're going to have to come in and compete as well. You know, anytime you bring new guys in the equation, sometimes you can see those guys who've been here raise their level of play as well. So I'm looking to see guys like Lake and Glasgow come up and compete as well, just so we can be better as a unit.
Ebron talked about this yesterday, just if he stays healthy, he sees himself having his best year ever.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I feel the same way. You know, last year was a great start. You know, I got cut short pretty early. But I can take a lot from last year. I was a lot more confident heading into the year, a lot more poised. And just heading into year three, I'm taking more of a vocal role. And I'm letting the guys know that if we want to be a good team, we got to do it together. And that's something I feel like the element of the team is really changing. The dynamic of the change is understanding we have to lean on each other. So, I feel like if we all stay healthy, we can be a really good team.
This was kind of a freak injury, not something that would, you know, anything you could have done to prevent it. But you were in bubble wrap essentially a lot of last year leading into camp. What can you do differently prehab wise? To is there anything you can do, or are you just going?
No, I mean it's just making sure you're taking care of the little things. You know, I've never been a guy who had maintenance issues like hamstrings, quads, none of that, abdominal issues. I've never had that, but like you said, it is. It was a freak accident last year. And from that, you know, you do get soreness from time to time. And just make sure you stay on top of that.